What are your kids looking at online? Parents get busy. Kids need phones for school. Look, I get it. We just bought our youngest his first phone. And he's 14, so I put it off way beyond what most parents probably do. Because of the just destructive nature, I believe, those phones. But it's got to the point with classes and sports and things that he is doing. He just had to have the phone. He just was missing out on things. And with that comes all the dangers of the phone. Even with all the apps and the protection stuff and everything. You can't always watch what comes for your kids. This is incredible what happened this week. I don't know if you followed it. Two girls in the upstate kidnapped this week. Two. One of them, a 12-year-old girl, kidnapped by a 31-year-old man who drove across the country to come pick her up. Groomed her online, met her and picked her up. Seen the picture of this dude? Yeah, his face is full of those piercings and metal. He looks like he could benefit from an exorcism. What? He does. Evil dude. You can see it by looking right at him. Ugh. She got in the car and he drove away. And that still has Spartanburg County Sheriff Bill Ryan shook up. Because there's a twist to the story. By the way, we caught the we got both girls back. Okay, they're safe. How much damage was done to them while they were gone is another open question. I'm going to be waiting to get details of that. But there was a remarkable thing about how we caught them this week, and Sheriff Bill Ryan wants you to know about it. He got choked up talking about it. We didn't have any leads, particularly in the case of the 12-year-old. We were at a dead end, he said. So how'd we get her in 23 hours? He'd already taken her across the country by then, by the way. Flock camera. Flock camera. He did a press conference on it. When you consider the sheriff of Spartanburg County is an elected position and flock cameras are not exactly popular with his conservative voters, this was a risk for him. Here's Sheriff Bill Ryan's version of the story, and I'd love to know what you think about this, but I want you to listen to it first.
These predators prey on our children. That was his intention. That was his goal. He was successful, but through technologies that we had at hand, we were able to find her. Flock has come under a lot of scrutiny from a lot of people across this country. And we have told you and told you and told you about the importance of this technology and how this is a tool for law enforcement. This is a prime example because without this technology, let me make it very clear, we would be at a complete standstill. We were at a complete standstill. We had investigators going door to door to door, going down 101, trying to locate any type of pictures or anything that we could have to work with. And fortunately, we were able to get a picture on Flock, which led to us finding the vehicle and which led to us finding her in Arkansas.
Now, this is where this story gets interesting. Why did they have to spend hours going door to door to door? Frantic, by the way. We'll get to that part of the story in a second. You got a 12-year-old's gone? They were trying to get the license plate in the car. Normally, that wouldn't be a big deal. You just log into the Flock camera. Bam, they got him. Because time's ticking at this point. He's 31, she's 12. What do you think he's going to do with her when he's done doing whatever it is he groomed her for? Think he's just going to drop her off at her doorstep? You'd be terrified if you're a parent. Terrified if you're law enforcement. But see, they couldn't log into the Flock camera because somebody disabled it. Somebody defaced it. So they went door to door to door, desperately trying to find that license plate number. They got it. They got it. But it slowed them down. Sheriff Bill Ryan said, we'd have had her back in probably 4 to 6 hours. But somebody decided they'd go onto private property because it's private individuals who agree to put these Flock cameras on their property. The Flock cameras are only pointed toward the road. Why? The road is a public place. You have no expectation of privacy on the road. You don't own the road. That's how Flock cameras work. So They frantically go up and down the route trying to find ring footage, trying to find business, but they find it. They're able to put the license plate number in the flat camera. But they lost critical time.
Unfortunately, for 23 hours, these officers were out there knocking on doors, looking at camera footage, and somebody who does not like Flock technology made the decision to damage intentionally a Flock camera outbound going out of Woodruff. Had that camera not have been damaged, we would have solved this and likely had her back safely by midnight last night.
Dang.
This technology is an advantage for law enforcement across this country. I want to say also that it is an absolute honor to have the ability, to have the opportunity to work. I apologize. When you see the men and women, their commitment and the amount of work that they put in to finding this young lady, the hardship that it put on us recognizing that she was out there. And we couldn't find her. And there was a technology that helped us.
What do you think? Now, to be fair, two girls gotten back in less than 24 hours after their kidnappings in the upstate, 112 and 113, in 1 week. Also, a mother and son who were kidnapped in the last month recovered. And in the last 5 weeks, we caught a murderer fleeing from Greenville County as he went out of the line into Boone. They were already looking for him across the county line. Boom, got him. He thought he was going to get away with it, but then so did this guy. However, I would not be honestly reporting this issue if I didn't tell you what else happened in the upstate. Every week now, it seems there's another sheriff's deputy. This time it was Anderson County Sheriff's Department's turn. Busted using these Flock databases as their own personal spy tool. We don't know who he was spying on. They didn't say, but they said it was inappropriate. I'm guessing it's a girlfriend or a wife or I don't know. Maybe he backgrounds his dates. I'm not sure. A lot of outrage online because he wasn't charged with a crime. The reason he wasn't charged with a crime is it's not a crime. And it should be. It should be a crime for law enforcement to do this. You should not only lose your job, that goes without saying, you should do some time. So that's going on. We've had, what, are we up to half a dozen now? Just the last few months, law enforcement just, the second they get this stuff, they abuse it. That's the other side of this. And I wouldn't be honest if I didn't tell you that. What do you think? Love to hear from you. Particularly on the text line. We've got a lot of feedback already on the text line. 800-905-0989. That is the number that you can call, but it is also the text line number. 800-905-0989. We'll be right back.